Hello, and welcome to the fourth ever episode of the Three Romantics podcast. My name is Chelsea, and as always, I will be your host. I'm really excited to announce that instead of this podcast being a bi-weekly podcast, from here on out, we'll be delivering an episode every week. Yay! So thank you for listening and your interest in the relationship community that we are trying to build. This week's episode, decided by the followers of the Fluid Romantics Instagram, thank you again, will be on emotional maturity. So in this episode, we're going to discuss what is emotional maturity, the characteristics of someone being an emotionally mature person, and how to become more emotionally mature ourselves. So what is emotional maturity? Emotional maturity is basically how we both manage and understand our emotions. Being emotionally mature helps us to cope with the difficult situation that life flings at us from time to time. It's recognizing that not everything can be one-sided all the time. So not everything is black and white. There's always a gray in most situations. As somebody who is emotionally mature is able to clearly see the middle ground, have a sense of understanding and compassionate awareness is the key to gaining emotional maturity, really. Basically just putting yourself in other people's shoes and kind of being empathetic towards their feelings. Obviously our upbringing, our past life experiences, and pretty much our natural disposition all shape the way we respond to difficult situations in life and can all be used as learning curves, really, to become more emotionally intelligent and more emotionally mature. So the characteristics of somebody who is emotionally mature is, the first one anyway, would be being able to take responsibility for your words and for your actions. So basically holding yourself accountable for the things that you do. Being emotionally mature is understanding that your current circumstances are as a result of the decisions that you've taken up till now. So again, being accountable for what you say and what you do is a very strong characteristic of somebody who is being emotionally mature. It helps you realize that by making better decisions, you can improve the outcomes that you achieve. The second characteristic is showing empathy towards others and, more importantly, yourself. Things go wrong in life, and how you deal with life throws at you will depend on your emotional maturity. So when something happens for the worse, showing yourself kindness and understanding that you're allowed to feel what you feel is a really, really strong characteristic of being emotionally mature. You need to be kind to yourself because nobody else is going to, really. It's important to how you talk to yourself and how you think. Like, they all manifest in how you feel, really. So if something goes wrong by the hand of yourself or by the hand of another, by putting yourself in that person's shoes or by really trying to understand why you made the decision that you made or said what you said and understand the perspective of what led that decision to be made in the first place, it's, you know, that's what is going to lead to being emotionally mature. And that's what emotionally mature people do. They put themselves in other people's shoes. They have empathy, not just for other people, but for themselves as well. So the third characteristic is admitting mistakes and owning them. These are all kind of quite similar, I suppose, but it's basically just being accountable. It can be really hard to admit when, like, you know, you've royally fucked up in a situation or you've put your foot in it or you've said something wrong or whatever. But as I said already, being emotionally mature is understanding that your current circumstances are as a result of your decisions up till now. So if you make a mistake, if you fuck up, admit it, hold yourself accountable for it. Because by doing that, you realise that you have to change the behaviour in the future. You got to change the outcome here. The next characteristic of somebody who is emotionally mature is not being fearful of vulnerability. So nobody's perfect, right? And we're all can be terrified to open up to people and let them know how we feel and why we feel the way we feel, because we're really scared of being judged. And we're scared of if we talk to somebody about a situation or about how a situation made us feel, that the person that we're talking to will view us differently. And that's basically what a fear of vulnerability is. It's being afraid to open up because of judgment, because the fear of being misunderstood, I suppose, is a better way to say it. But really, like, accepting who you are and how you feel and allowing yourself to feel what you feel and express your feelings without judgment is a really, really hard thing to do, but really important thing to do. And look, it's not going to happen overnight, right? Like, accepting yourself is hard enough, but accepting, like, how you feel is even feckin' harder. This is all a work in progress. So in the same way as well, an emotionally mature person, they're aware of their prejudices and their biases. So they're able to see when specific circumstances and challenges can affect the actions of others. At the end of the day, judgments and all that kind of stuff is just a reflection of our own personality, of our own inner judgment towards ourselves. The next characteristic is being able to set healthy boundaries and stick to them. So obviously everybody needs boundaries for emotional peace. Setting healthy boundaries is a form of self-love and self-respect. Respect yourself. But knowing when and how to set a boundary with another is a really strong characteristic, because it can be really hard to know, you know, if you, the boundaries that you're setting, are they realistic? And the one I struggle with mostly is I set a boundary, and if somebody crosses the boundary, I like don't reinforce it. And that's something that you need to do. And there's loads of ways that you can do that. You know, there's things that you can say like, hey, if somebody's asking you for help, for instance, and you're really stressed and you just don't have time to give them, you'd love to give them the time, but you just don't. You would be better off saying, I really don't have the time to help you right now. I wish I could, but maybe next week we can meet up and we can talk about this. And in that way, you're showing them that you're not just completely blowing them off, but you have to take care of yourself. And that's what boundaries are about. As I said, protecting your emotional and mental peace. The last characteristic of an emotionally mature person, obviously it's not the last one, there's feckin' hundreds probably, but these are the six that I've kind of whittled it down to, is basically accepting your needs and understanding other people's needs. So know when you need help. It's not a sign of weakness, although it might feel like that to some people. Learning how to ask for help when you need, learning how to ask for what you need instead of belittling yourself and others for needing anything at all. It's, you know, it's a really good thing. Everybody needs a helping hand sometimes, and it's okay to ask for that. And as I said, this kind of ties in with the boundary thing. Give the help if you can give it. And the same with yourself. Take the help if you need it. That is literally, it's a hard thing to do, but you'll get there. You will. So how to become more emotionally mature? What can we do? So the first thing on the list here is to practice mindfulness. So being mindful and being aware can help you become more in tune with your thoughts and your feelings, and in return, help you gain control of them. Being mindful of how you think, how you talk about situations will show you where you might need to reflect and change. Reading books, listening to podcasts about philosophy, psychology, all these kind of different things, they'll give you different perspectives to think about. And in return then as well, kind of help you see other people's perspectives in maybe situations that you didn't understand. The second tip I have here to become emotionally mature is to reflect on previous reactions that you've had to stressful situations. This can be cringy as fuck and very uncomfortable. Sometimes when I do this anyway, I kind of feel ashamed of how I acted in a situation or how I said or something. But I really try to pinpoint, the best thing to do in these cases is remember how you felt, like your physical feelings. So for me, if something happens that is a stressful thing, I, you know, my heart starts pumping, I get really hot, and I just kind of react. I don't really think about how I want to respond, it's just a reaction. My amygdala, the fight and flight thing that you've probably heard of 100 times. But it's honestly beneficial to just reflect on these situations that you've had in the past and how we could have done better in them. So through personal reflection, we gain awareness of our patterns and, more importantly, how to feck and change them. I'm saying feck a lot on this podcast. I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me. The third tip I have here to become a more emotionally mature person is to be open to learning new things and also being open to being wrong. You are never going to be right in every situation, and you really don't want to be, because if you were right all the time, you wouldn't fucking learn anything, would you? So, and being an emotionally mature person, it means you understand that you don't know everything. And there's always, always, always so much to learn and gain from others around you. Opening your mind to others will also allow you to grow in more ways than one. So it could be the fact that you might have a really strong opinion on something and you're talking to somebody who has the complete opposite opinion. Now, obviously, as I said earlier on, not everything is black and white. And I still agree with that. There are some things that probably are a little bit black and white, but allowing somebody to discuss their opinion and why they have their opinion is not only beneficial for your relationship with that person, because obviously you're listening to them and you're allowing them to talk to you about how they feel and their opinions and things like that, but it can also help you change your mind. Like it really can. And I'm not saying that you should allow people to change your mind willy-nilly. Like, you should, if you have strong beliefs, you should take them seriously. I'm not saying don't listen to people, and I'm not saying don't take into consideration what they're saying. Listen and learn, and like, you learn something new in every conversation that you have if you open your ears and if you're open to allowing yourself to learn something. The last tip I have for you on how to become an emotionally more mature person is try to focus on responding instead of reacting in a situation. So, as I said earlier on about the amygdala, this is a hard one for me. I do tend to react in certain situations. I feel like I'm getting better at it sometimes, and I thank the podcast and the Fluid Romantics Instagram page for that. I'm learning a lot about myself and how to be a better person, really. But when you react, when you like initially react to a situation that's stressful or that maybe you feel attacked in, you don't really allow yourself to listen or fully understand that the situation you're reacting to. So like taking time and reflecting before you respond or react in any situation, it'll help you take heightened emotions away from what's going on. You'll come across calmer and your point will be clearer when you do eventually respond. So yeah, that's kind of the Emotionally Mature podcast that I have for you guys today. So just a quick rundown again, being emotionally mature is being able to manage and understand your emotions, accepting that it's okay to be vulnerable, taking responsibility and being held accountable for your actions and your words, being empathetic towards yourself and to others, and setting healthy boundaries and understanding that people need help sometimes and that people include you. Becoming more emotionally mature, practice mindfulness, reflect on previous reactions to stressful situations, be open to being wrong and to learning in any conversation that you have. If there's a piece of information that you can take away from a conversation that you didn't know or that maybe made you think, that is, you know, one step of becoming more emotionally mature. You're using your brain. And the last tip that I had then again was to focus on responding to a situation rather than reacting. Don't let that amygdala rule your life. You rule that bitch. Yeah. Yeah, so that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys, and we'll see you next week. Woo! Thanks very much. Have a good day.